track three, and we'll start with the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Taxi drivers stripped of licences. A series of complaints has seen two Teignbridge taxi drivers stripped of their licences. Allegations of aggressive and abusive behaviour, threats and intimidation led Teignbridge Council's licensing committee to refuse Hackney Carriage private licences after ruling the holders were not fit and proper people. The police also had concerns about the licence holders' general attitude to rules and regulations, and there had been numerous reports of the driver collecting members of the public in unlicensed vehicles and charging for the trips. The licensing authority report said the holders had repeatedly shown disregard for the rules and displayed a serious lack of judgment. The drivers, whose names have not been made public, were both refused Hackney Carriage private licences after Teignbridge Council's licensing committee said they were not fit. The decision was upheld by the committee at an appeal hearing. In the first case, the authority heard in 2020, the police were involved in investigating a complaint against the licence holder relating to harassing behaviour towards a neighbour. The police also had concerns about the licence holder's general attitude to rules and regulations. In May 2023, Teignbridge District Council successfully prosecuted the licence holder for employing an unlicensed driver who had behaved unacceptably towards young female passengers, which resulted in a complaint to the police. The subcommittee were also very concerned with the number of allegations of aggressive and abusive behaviour received and the length of time over which these had occurred. All behaviours evidenced in the report fell well below that expected of someone responsible for upholding the safety of the general public. The subcommittee also felt the lack of attendance at the meeting to provide any explanation to what had been set out in the report showed a lack of remorse. The second licence holder had their licence revoked with immediate effect. In that case, the council's licensing team said there had been numerous complaints over the years. Complaints related to verbal and physical threats and intimidation. The committee heard in October 2023, two complaints were received from taxi drivers of verbal personal abuse. The licence holder had been on Teignbridge Council's Employer Protection Register since 2018, following threats of violence made towards a staff member. Other abusive language directed towards other Teignbridge drivers was also recorded. The subcommittee heard in 2018, the police had stopped the licence holder for driving with no insurance. In September 2022, the licence holder's husband allowed an unlicensed driver to pick up passengers. The subcommittee agreed no further licences should be issued to either of the drivers.
New MPs holding on to council roles. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley is one of five Devon MPs who still hold positions on local councils despite a burgeoning workload which one of them describes as exhausting. It means they also remain eligible for thousands of pounds in council allowances on top of their new salaries for representing their constituencies in Parliament. The basic annual salary for an MP is £91,346, plus a generous pension scheme and allowances to run their offices and employ staff. One Devon MP says she will give her council allowance to charity before standing down from her local role in 2026. Others are busy scaling back their council roles. Two of Devon's new Liberal Democrat MPs were council leaders when they were elected in July, while one led the main opposition party in a council chamber. All three have now relinquished those roles and sit as backbench councillors. One councillor to stand down as a leader following the general election was Mr. Wrigley, who led Teignbridge Council at the time, as he was elected as the Liberal Democrat MP for Newton Abbott, overturning a Tory majority of more than 17,500. He now serves as a backbencher on the District Council, representing Dawlish North East, for which he is entitled to £6,223 a year. He chairs the Council's Appointments and Remuneration Committee, for which there is no special responsibility allowance. He is also a county councillor for Dawlish, entitling him to £15,082 basic allowance. He stood down as chairman of one of the county highways committees. In addition, Mr. Wrigley represents Dawlish North East on Dawlish Town Council, which does not pay allowances. He said after making his Westminster debut, "It's exhausting, fascinating and terrifying, but brilliant as well." He said he had had to give up his role as leader, which was practically a full-time job in itself. He went on, "It was with some regret that I stood down, but it was obviously the right thing to do. Holding office at four different levels is not sustainable in the long term. Being as involved as I was in all levels of local government cannot be sustained as an MP, but I will still work closely with Teignbridge. If the MP's office works closely with county, district, town and parish councils, we can get an awful lot more done." A Lib Dem spokesperson summed up, "After years of Conservative MPs taking voters for granted, our newly elected Lib Dem MPs are getting on with delivering for their communities on local issues, and often the work of being both an MP and local councillor goes hand in hand. The roles allow them to have a greater understanding of the local issues that matter. Some have argued they will serve their term of office rather than prompt costly by-elections. All council allowances are set by an independent organisation called the Independent Remuneration Panel, which has no councillors on it. Allowances are provided to make it more practical for working people to serve as councillors without losing all their income."
New apartments for derelict town centre site. A Newton Abbott site that has been derelict for decades has been partially cleared to make way for a development of close to 40 apartments. The land, which is located adjacent to Highweek Way, has been bought by a Dutch company, Siconia Group, who have secured planning permission for 38 residential unit development at the town centre site. The development will also include space for a commercial unit or units on the ground floor. Initially dubbed Orange Court, the name of William of Orange Court has been chosen for the building, a fitting homage to the Dutch-born 17th century monarch who declared his intention to become King of England from just a stone's throw away at St. Leonard's Clock Tower back in 1688. Siconia Group's Job Guteling said, "I am really proud to be doing this project. When I saw the site for the first time, I thought that this is an amazing location. And of course, William of Orange gave his declaration just over there. An initial clearance of the site has taken place, with groundworks beginning before the end of the year. A timeline of 18 months, give or take, has been given for the length of the project, with an estimated completion date of the first quarter of 2026. The site was once the home of Volvo dealership Seymour Horwell, but since moving to premises in Kingstainton, the site has been left derelict. It was derelict 16 years ago, back when Sally Henley began as Newton Abbott's town development manager. Sally, who will be retiring at the end of this month, had always been keen to see something done with the site. I met with Job and his team on Zoom over the past few months, and I had everything crossed that we would finally see a building on the former Seymour Horwell site. It is both a joy and a huge relief that the site sold last week, and to see the commitment to the site demonstrated so quickly by the tidy up of the vegetation and the installation of secure fencing. I have received more complaints about this area than anything else over the last 16 years, and Job is conscious of this too. I love his passion and enthusiasm, both for our town and for this project, and I know that the building will provide a huge boost for the town, and in particular for other traders in Walborough Street. I am so thrilled that I will be going into retirement, knowing that the project, which has been at the top of my priority list since I took over the role, is about to commence and is in such good hands.